USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday as officials scrambled four fighter jets from Joint Base Andrews when a small aircraft violated U.S. airspace. FAA authorities say the Cessna crashed in the mountain area of southwestern Virginia. Officials were concerned about the aircraft, which was unresponsive and flying in a strange path over the D.C. area. Officials are leaning towards a medical episode suffered by the pilot. The Associated Press reported that the Cessna was registered to Encore Motors of Melbourne, Incorporated. John Rumpel, who owns the company, told the New York Times his daughter, two-year-old granddaughter, her nanny, and the pilot were on the plane. No one survived. One presidential candidate is getting welcome back on one social media platform.
The personal account of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is getting reinstated by Instagram. Kennedy, a 2024 Democratic candidate for the White House, was removed 3 years ago for repeatedly posting COVID misinformation. Instagram said his account shared, quote, debunked claims about the coronavirus or vaccines. Meta, the parent company of Instagram, has not restored the account of Kennedy's organization. Children's Health Defense was also suspended for spreading COVID myths. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Officials in Davenport, Iowa, are confirming that the body of a person has been found in the apartment building that had partially collapsed last weekend. A city spokesman identified the victim as Brandon Colvin, who is the first confirmed death. The 42-year-old Colvin was one of three people still missing. Senator Joe Manchin isn't saying if he's planning on a third-party presidential run. In an interview last night, the West Virginia Democrat did say that people want to be governed from the middle rather from the far left or the far right. Manchin's name has reportedly come up as a possible choice for a bipartisan political group called No Labels. USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.
California officials are investigating after illegal immigrants were dropped off at a church.
16 Venezuelan and Colombian immigrants arrived at the Catholic Diocese of Sacramento by private plane. Governor Gavin Newsom says they came from Texas, and he's working with the State Department of Justice to find out who paid for their travel expenses and if any crimes were committed. Pastor Les Simmons of South Sacramento Christian Center tells ABC 10 they're working to get assistance with housing, food, and legal support.
I think for a lot of them, they're scared. They're nervous. They don't know what tomorrow looks like.
The faith-based organization Pico California says the group was approached outside a migrant center in El Paso with a promise of jobs and free support, but that they were misled with no idea where they were headed. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his military is ready to launch a counteroffensive against Russian forces occupying parts of his country. Zelensky told the Wall Street Journal, "We are ready and strongly believe that we will succeed." The Ukrainian leader also called for more weapons from Western allies, but added they can't wait for months. A major West Coast port near Los Angeles is being affected by a labor dispute. According to CNBC, the largest terminal in Long Beach has notified truckers they will be closed today. Union workers walked off the job after a breakdown in wage negotiations. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Monday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.